One more. Good. Please repeat. Ya Shastra Vedim Utsrijya Vartate Kama Karata Na Sasidhim Avapnoti Na Sukam Na Param Gatim Ya anyone who Shastra Vidhim the regulations of the scriptures Utsrijya giving up Vartate remains Kamakarata acting whimsically in lust Na never Sa he Siddhim perfection Avapnoti achieves na never sukham happiness na never param the supreme gatim perfectional stage. He who discards scriptural injunctions and acts according to his own whims attains neither perfection nor happiness nor the supreme destination. Purport. As described before, the Shastra Vidhi, or the direction of the Shastra, is given to the different castes and orders of human society. Everyone is expected to follow these rules and regulations. If one does not follow them and acts whimsically according to his lust, greed, and desire, then he will never be perfect in this life. In other words, a man may theoretically know all these things, but if he does not apply them in his own life, then is to be known as the lowest of mankind. In the human form of life, a living entity is expected to be sane and to follow the regulations given for elevating his life to the highest platform. But if he does not follow them, then he degrades himself. But even if he follows the rules and regulations and moral principles and ultimately does not come to the stage of understanding the Supreme Lord, then all his knowledge becomes spoiled. And even if he accepts the existence of God, if he does not engage himself in the service of the Lord, his attempts are spoiled. Therefore, one should gradually raise himself to the platform of Krishna consciousness and devotional service. It is then and there that he can attain the highest perfectional stage, not otherwise. The word kama karata is very significant. A person who knowingly violates the rules acts in lust. He knows that this is forbidden, but still he acts. This is called acting whimsically. He knows that this should be done, but still he does not do it. Therefore, he is called whimsical. Such persons are destined to be condemned by the Supreme Lord. Such persons cannot have the perfection which is meant for the human life. A human life is especially meant for purifying one's existence. And one who does not follow the rules and regulations cannot purify himself, nor can he attain the real stage of happiness. So that was my point. Ravan Hiranyakashipu they could not attain the real stage of happiness. Let's do the final verse, text number 24, and we will have finished another chapter. Tasmach chastrang pramanante karya karya vivastitau gyatva shastra vidhanoktam karma kartum miharhasi. Tasmat, therefore, shastram, the scriptures, pramanam, evidence, te, your, karya, duty, akarya, and forbidden activities, vyavastitao, in determining, gyatva, knowing, shastra, of scripture, vidhana, the regulations, uktam, as declared, karma, work, kartum, do, iha, in this world, arhasi, you should. One should therefore understand what is duty and what is not duty by the regulations of the scriptures. Knowing such rules and regulations, one should act so that he may gradually be elevated. As stated in the 15th chapter, all the rules and regulations of the Vedas are meant for knowing Krishna. What verse is Prabhupada referring to? What's the lines? That's right. Vedaischa sarvair aham eva vedya vedanta krid veda vid eva chaham. By all the Vedas, who's I? Thank you very much. If one understands Krishna from the Bhagavad Gita and becomes situated in Krishna consciousness, engaging himself in devotional service, he has reached the highest perfection of knowledge offered by the Vedic literature. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made this process very easy. He asked people simply to chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare, Hare. And to engage in the devotional service of the Lord and eat the remnants of foodstuff offered to the deity. One who is directly engaged in all these devotional activities is to be understood as having studied all Vedic literature. He has come to the conclusion perfectly. Of course, for the ordinary persons who are not in Krishna consciousness or who are not engaged in devotional service, what is to be done and what is not to be done must be decided by the injunctions of the Vedas. One should act accordingly without argument. That is called following the principles of Shastra or Scripture. Shastra is without the four principal defects that are visible in the conditioned soul. Imperfect senses, the propensity for cheating, certainty of committing mistakes, and certainty of being illusion. These four principal defects in conditioned life disqualify one from putting forth rules and regulations. Therefore, the rules and regulations are described in the Shastra, being above these defects, are accepted without alteration by all great saints, acharyas, and great souls. In India, there are many parties of spiritual understanding, generally classified as two, the impersonalist and the personalist. Both of them, however, lead their lives according to the principles of the Vedas. Without following the principles of the scriptures, one cannot elevate himself to the perfectional stage. One who actually therefore understands the purport of the Shastras is considered fortunate. In human society, this is big, listen carefully. In human society, aversion to the principles of understanding the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the cause of all fall downs. That is the greatest offense of human life. So that to me should be bold, italics, big print. Aversion to the principles of understanding the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the cause of all fall downs. That is the greatest offense of human life. Therefore, Maya, the material energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is always giving us trouble in the shape of the threefold miseries. This material energy is constituted of the three modes of material nature. One has to raise himself at least to the mode of goodness before the path to understanding the Supreme Lord can be opened. Without raising oneself to the standard of the mode of goodness, one remains in ignorance and passion, which are the cause of demoniac life. Those in the modes of passion and ignorance deride the scriptures, deride the holy man, and deride the proper understanding of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They disobey the instructions of the spiritual master, and they do not care for the regulations of the scriptures. In spite of hearing the glories of devotional service, they are not attracted. Thus they manufacture their own way of elevation. These are some of the defects of human society which lead to the demoniac status of life. If, however, one is able to be guided by a proper and bona fide spiritual master who can lead one to the path of elevation to the higher stage, then one's life becomes successful. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports to the 16th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavad Gita in the matter of the divine and demoniac natures. Krishna Kumar, we have finished another chapter. Two more to go. Now, I have a little surprise for you. Since we just finished reading about the demons, here is a list of all the demons that Krishna killed in the 10th canto. Who was the first? Putana. Who was the first demon killed by Ram? So in both cases, woman. Very interesting, isn't it? What was the next demon killed by Krishna? What was that? Yeah, Shakatasur, the cart demon. After the cart demon, Trinavarta. What was that form? Yes, whirlwind tornado. What was the next demon? It's a hard one. Vatsa Asura, form of a calf, right? The next demon. But wow, did you hear? She knows. And I didn't give her the answers. All right. Now we're talking about demons killed. Okay, keep that in mind. So after Baka Asura, who's the next demon killed by Krishna? You know what? I missed that one. Agasura. I missed it. You get extra points. Very good. Wow, I missed that altogether. Wow. Rama. You get three dings. Okay, what's the next demon killed by Krishna? Anybody know? Think. That's not Krishna. That's Balaram. What's that?
Donkey form.
That's also Balaram. No, Pralamba is one. Dhenukasura is another. Anybody know? Keshi. What form did Keshi take? After Keshi? No, Vatsa, we already had Vatsa. After Keshi is the... And this is where Radhakund comes into creation. The bull. Arishta. Arishtasura. And then after Arishtasura, Radharani made Radhakund and Krishna made Govindakund. All right? After Arishta, it's a hard one. Vyoma, sky demon. Okay, now he enters Mathura. Who's the first demon he kills in Mathura? I once played this role in a drama. No, before that. Washerman. Krishna asked for the clothes. The washerman said, huh? Yes, he was. He didn't give Krishna the clothes. If you don't surrender to Krishna, are you a demon? Yes, no, seriously. What's the definition of a demon? You don't surrender to Krishna. Krishna asks for the clothes. The washerman chastised Krishna. Don't you know that this belongs to King Kamsa? And he said, you're going to be punished. No, you got punished. All right? So after the washerman, who's next? Kubja got killed? I'm talking about getting killed. Notice we didn't say Kaliya, right? Because he wasn't killed. So Kubja did not get killed. Well, before the elephant. It ties in with the elephant. There's something. There's going to be a sacrifice. What's the sacrifice? Yes, the big bow. So Krishna killed the caretakers of the bow. Then he killed... No. You said it, the elephant. Kuvalai Pita. Then he killed... Chanur. Yes. Then he killed... Everybody should know. Kamsa. All right? Now the next one, I'll give you a clue. Right? Krishna didn't kill Jarasandha either. Bhima killed him. You're way ahead of yourself. Okay, listen. So, Krishna had to retrieve his guru's son. Where was the son supposed to be? Yes, so what did he kill the... Well, the Panchajana demon in the shape of a conch shell, and that became his... Yes, became his conch. Okay. Now, the next demon had to do with the Shamantaka jewel. This is a hard one. Yes? He killed Jambavan?
No, his brother.
Not Prasena.
Satyaki's brother.
Shatadanva. All right. So Krishna, okay, Rama, come on. Does Krishna kill anybody besides demons? Answer, if Krishna kills you, you're a demon. It's the simple logic.
Prabhu, when you were reading that, the word came whimsically, So I said, most of that bring whimsically.
Krishna going to kill a devotee? Now, I'm not talking about in disguise. Krishna's not going to kill a devotee. He's going to kill a demon. Right? Parichanaya sadunam vinashaya cha duskritam. So if he kills you, you're a demon. Right? All right, now, the next demon had five heads. Mura. And therefore, Krishna's name? Murari. Everybody say. Then this demon had 16,100 captive princesses. Two names you could give. Narakasur or Balmasur. Rama, you are really like triple thousand gold stars. Okay, this next demon, he said to Krishna, I am Vasudev, give me back my Sudarshan Chakra. Poundraka. So what did Krishna say? Oh, you want my Sudarshan Chakra? Here, go ahead. Take it. All right. After Poundraka, he killed who? It connects with Poundraka. It's a hard one. The king of Kashi. And then after that, the king of Kashi's son, there was another demon, Sudakshina. All right. Then who did he kill? Yes, Shishupal. Then, you're jumping. Somebody attacked Dwaraka while Krishna was here with doing with Shishupal. Right after that, Krishna did not go back to Dwaraka right away. He stayed in Hastinapur. Shalva. And what did Shalva get from Lord Shiva? I don't know if it was three. It doesn't say three. One. That's the different one. The three, yeah, that's a different one. But he had a big, mysterious, city-like airplane that could disappear like this. And anyway, that's another. Okay, so after Shalva, then Dantavakra. Now, I just heard today in one of my lectures I gave in 2010. I'm listening to my lectures. And Dantavakra, after the killing of Shalva, where did Dantavakra attack? What city? It's very interesting. What city did Dantavakra attack? Mathura. Krishna was in Dwarka, and my class said that Narada immediately flew to Dwaraka and told Krishna, Dantavakra is attacking Mathura. If he's attacking Mathura, where is he going next? Vrindavan. Do you think Krishna is going to allow that to happen? So immediately, within a second, Krishna meets Dantavakra out the side gate of Mathura, and they fight, and Krishna kills them. And there's a certain spot that commemorates that this is the place where, yes, you have a... No, this is in a purport in the Bhagavatam from the Puranas. Okay. Then after Dantavakra, there's another demon, the last demon. Vidurat. Now, after Krishna kills Dantavakra, where does he go? No. Vrindavan. And he's reunited because has he been back to Vrindavan since Kamsa? Balaram came back, right? Once for 2 months. And it's mentioned, ever since Balaram went, Krishna had been wanting to go, but his parents said, no, you can't go. Vasudeva and Devaki wouldn't let him go back to Vrindavan all these years. So when he killed Dantavakra, he went to Vrindavan, and all the residents of Vrindavan went back to Godhead. And then Vasudev Krishna went back to Dwaraka. Is that all right? All right.
Out of 54, I mean,
you got to read Krishna book. Rama, you must have read Krishna book, right?
All I knew is
all this is in Krishna book. You have to read Krishna book. I've read it This is like the 20th time. I'm on chapter 80. I started a couple of months ago. Because when I go to Santiago, I'm going for Janmashtami. All I'm going to do is Krishna Katha. So I wanted to be fired up and be absorbed in Krishna Leela. Yes? No, Queens. Queens. That's Dwarka. We're talking about Vrindavan. All right. Mukund, you play Mridanga for me? Who wants to play my kartals? All among the two brothers. Go in. But who will do the tray? How can Govind play the kartals and the tray?
Kill, 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 kill.